We're broadcasting today from KCUR in Kansas City. In just a few months, the Kansas legislature will gavel in and money for public schools will be at the top of the agenda. The schools saw big cuts after Governor Sam Brownback slashed taxes in the state. Now lawmakers are facing a deadline imposed by the state's Supreme Court to increase school funding, and next year is an election year. KCUR's Sam Zeff reports.
It's still dark as buses drop off students at Schlegel High School in Kansas City, Kansas. We're about half an hour away from some of the richest suburbs and most accomplished school districts in the country.
Hey, Derek, how you doing today?
But here at Schlegel, students go through metal detectors to start their days. And nowhere else in Kansas is the debate over court-mandated additional money for schools more closely watched and the money more needed than here in Kansas City, Kansas.
It's not all about money, but it is a tipping point where you have to make choices between are you buying new curriculum resources or are you paying for the gas to drive the bus. We shouldn't have to make those decisions.
Cynthia Lane is superintendent of Kansas City, Kansas schools. She's been suing the state of Kansas over school funding almost from the time she took the job in 2010. Almost a quarter of the city's families live in poverty, making it more difficult and more expensive to educate these kids, says Lane. The district got an additional $10 million this year from a new school finance formula passed by the legislature. Money used to give teachers raises, hire back counselors.
And in our district, it also means access to language resources. Our kids speak 70 different languages.
While lawmakers last session put an additional $290 million into public education over 2 years, it wasn't enough for the state Supreme Court. The justices ruled earlier this month that education funding in Kansas was still unconstitutional and gave the state until April 30th to finally fix it. While the justices haven't said how much money lawmakers need to allocate, they suggested in their ruling that the price tag could be anywhere from an additional $600 million to more than $1 billion over current spending. Most lawmakers believe the court wouldn't require them to come up with all that money at once, but the timeline is also uncertain. And that's created the perfect storm. The legislature must satisfy the court, so it will likely have to raise taxes to come up with enough money. And 2018 is an election year.
Kansans are tired of a dysfunctional government, and they want us to get it done.
That's State Representative Stephanie Clayton, a moderate Republican from the wealthy suburb of Overland Park. Last year, voters tossed out dozens of conservative lawmakers, but the legislature still had a hard time passing a school finance package. Clayton says she's more optimistic about a school funding fix next session, but given the legislature's history of falling short of raising taxes enough to satisfy the high court, Clayton knows a fix won't be easy.
I have compared this to negotiations that I've had with my own children about cleaning their rooms. Essentially, the legislature has shoved everything under the bed and said, oh, yes, it's clean. And the courts are looking under the bed saying, well, actually, no, it's not.
It's not just legislators who are looking ahead to the 2018 election. Kansas will elect a new governor. There are 18 candidates so far, a record number, and voters don't know where most of them stand on school funding. Despite the perfect storm, it's not just Representative Clayton who is optimistic. Patty Logan co-founded Stand Up Blue Valley, a grassroots group that helped propel a lot of moderate Republicans and Democrats into the legislature. She also says Kansans finally want to put school finance behind them.
There's a good chance that the voter support will be there, that the legislators will feel comfortable doing what they have to do with taxes.
Back at Schlegel High School in the Kansas City, Kansas School District, Superintendent Cynthia Lane is also cautiously looking at the future.
What I see on the horizon is a Supreme Court that has made it very clear that this time it has to resolve the funding formula. It has to be equitable, has to be adequate. And I think they're serious. So I think we need to be serious.
While the legislative session doesn't start until January, some lawmakers are already meeting, talking about how to solve the problem. And with an early spring deadline, educators, lawmakers, and other stakeholders will need all the time they can get. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Zeff.